basically taken a young man's life, and it's affected two families, and I feel sorry for both.
Yeah.
And I think unless you know the circumstances under it, you can't really judge.
I don't think they should have had knives in the school, but how would they do with that? Would they have to search every kid every day they go to school?
You feel that you can't put your child to school.
Yeah.
You know, you put your child away to school thinking they're safe, and then that happens. That's devastating.
The kids were quite scared to go to school initially because they didn't really expect something like that. And also in the sense that it's a very good school, so you wouldn't expect an incident like that in school.
It's obviously tragic. It's had an impact on the school reputationally and all the rest of it. But it happens everywhere, these things. It's not specific to cults. It's not anything special about cults. It's just society.
Oh, well, it's definitely devastated the community. I personally didn't know the guy, but I know a lot of people who know people, and they were all shocked.
I think it's just a tragedy for both families. I don't think he intended to go out to kill that boy that morning. It's tragic.
If he had the knife and he decided to use it, consequences that come with that are the same as they should be with everyone, no matter who it is. If they have the knife and they intend to use it against people, that's it.
I would have said it should have been more than culpable homicide. Judging by what I saw in the paper, what had happened previously, he picked up the knife and just stuck it in him, you know. It's not much comfort to the family of Bailey Gwynn, you know.
I think it's affected the whole community. I think everyone from the school children up to everyone in the community has been affected by this. And it's something that will stay with cults for a very long time and affect everyone. I feel very sad for both families. I think there's always reasons for these things happening, and I'm not sure that we'll ever find out the full reasons of all of it.